The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Project Independence and You. This is John Ryan, your host. We're on Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. My co-host today is Sabina Miller.
Good morning.
And just before we get to our first guest, Laura, I want to tell you something about Project Independence. The purpose of Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And I say it every week, the most important number to remember is 311. You call 311, there is somebody there that will direct you to whatever service you need. Since inception, Project Independence has received over 170,000 phone calls. And they all get answered, whether it's going to be social work, nursing services, transportation. I know Sabina and I have talked about transportation. Transportation for medical visits, transportation for shopping. I think last year you said it was snowing one day. And so Sabina drives, but as opposed to her driving, you can call the service. They'll pick you up at Safer. And they're courteous people.
And the truth of the matter is, and I don't mind admitting it, I am right in my mid-80s, and I'm active, and yet I still need Project Independence, you know, for various reasons. Mm-hmm. And unless you dial 311, you don't know what they can do for you. And if you do dial 311, you'd be amazed at how promptly you get someone. And I don't know how they hire their people, but I used to be in employment, and it seems it's not just a job for them. They're serious about helping people, seniors.
I think what you're saying goes through the entire Project Independence, which is the Department of Services for the Aging. Everybody in there cares. It's not a job. They respect it. They want to be involved, and it comes across in everything they do. What we're going to do now is get to our first guest, which is Laura Mogul, who is the executive director at Landmark on Main Street. And pretty much everybody on Long Island, I think, knows the Landmark. I mean, it's a tremendous, tremendous organization. And let's start up by you just telling us something about Landmark.
Well, Landmark on Main Street, Inc., which most people know, I think, through the theater, is it's actually much bigger than the theater. The building itself is the former Main Street School in Port Washington, which in 1985 was closed down as a school. It had been the K-12 school in Port since 1908. And the building was actually kind of beloved by the town. I'm telling you this long story by way of getting to why we are so...
I knew it was something. I had no idea it was a school.
Somewhere there's an end to this.
That's fine.
It's important to the town, this building, and that showed when the school district closed it down in 85, the building itself was so beloved in the town. So many people had gone through it in one of its incarnations, either as a K-12 school, a middle school, a high school, and they just didn't want to let it go. And so there were various groups in the community who could see uses for it. You know, some could see turning it into apartments. Some could see turning it into a community center. It had a working, it had a gym, a full court basketball gym. It had an auditorium, and it had a lot of classroom space. But no single organization had the means to put the whole project together. So in much the same way as it was created by this dedicated group of community volunteers, it still operates today. It took about 10 years to put the project together, and the town of North Hempstead was instrumental in getting the funding and putting all the pieces together as well. 20 years ago, or 22 years now, it reopened as a mixed-use building that's really a model for communities. There are 58 units of subsidized senior housing in the building. All of the upstairs floors were turned into...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, people know the name, and you might know the Gene Rimsky Theater. That is that's what the old auditorium became, a full-on high-tech, not high-tech, but modern theater, where we present programs year-round, which I guess we'll get to talk about in a little bit so I can promote them. But there are 58 units of housing in the building. 8 of them are for the YAI, or Young Adult Institute program. That was also a key part of the whole package. And the rest of the building is the Landmark Community Center, which encompasses classroom space for the Port Washington Children's Center, daycare, licensed daycare, the Parent Resource Center, which is a parent co-op, and the teen center, and then the theater and the gym as well. So we like to say we serve a population in that building from age 2 to 92.
Now, are you just with the theater, or are you with the building?
I think the easiest way to look at it is I'm just with not the residential part.
Okay.
So all of those other organizations,
yes,
rent,
all the other
they
activities.
Sublet their space from Landmark on Main Street, Inc., and we operate the Gene Rimsky Theater. That's probably our 70 to 80% of our time is spent on that theater. We rent the gym, we rent the theater out, but we present over 75 programs a year. Artists from, we've had Arlo Guthrie, we just had Mavis Staples last Sunday night, which was incredibly powerful. And then we rent the theater to local theater groups, every dance studio, music school, theater programs, performs on our stage.
I know your productions are very professional.
No matter what we do.
It's like going into Manhattan without having to go to Manhattan.
Right.
I love you. Can you come and be my PR person? Because I can't tell you how many times I've heard somebody coming down the steps from our balcony, where sadly we have no elevator, but they're coming downstairs and they're saying, wow, that was amazing, and I don't even have to get on the train and go home now. So, yes, the productions are very professional, and we bring that same level of professionalism to all of the organizations who rent our space.
I just
well.
Want to interrupt one thing here. You said there's no elevator.
To the second floor.
Okay. I want
to the second floor. Because we are very mindful of being compliant, and not just compliant, but going out of our way to really serve everybody who
but
wants to
your,
come.
But your theater goers are from all over the town of North Hempstead, not just Port.
That's correct. They're town of North Hempstead, Long Island, and depending on the performer, if they bring their own audience.
Yeah.
We had somebody from Seattle last year come to see one of the artists. I mean, they were a groupie.
Okay.
But, you know, we don't often get people coming across the country. But, yes, we do attract an audience from all around. But still 55% of our audience is from the Port Washington and surrounding communities, and that is our focus.
Getting acts, is that, I mean, you'll go up and plan a concept that you want to bring? Or, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, for the next 6 months, I know you have things booked already. But how do they come about it? Did somebody call you and say, I'd like to do a show, or...?
Not so much that,
okay.
As we are, I'm fortunate to work with a booker who handles a number of performing arts venues throughout the Northeast.
Okay.
None of them really overlap or compete, but he has access to some of the top folk and rock and jazz and world music professionals in the country. And so we're able to attract talent and acquire talent. He's almost like being on my staff as an outside programming consultant.
Well, it's also when you treat your guests properly, they want to come back.
They do, and they're kind of charmed by the place in general. When we had Rufus Wainwright with us in April, he was on stage and he said, I have this funny vibe. You know, it's like I feel like I'm in high school again. I'm going to get called to the principal's office. So, you know, they're kind of charmed by the idea that it's a converted school. And they're almost always stunned to hear that that was the case, that it used to serve another purpose. And they look at the space they're in. Our green room is a former classroom. And they look at the space that they're in, and they're like, oh, yeah, I get it. Yeah, this was a classroom. I could see that. And it was back in the day. So
now, Landmark, the theater group, is somebody own that? Or
it's a nonprofit.
Oh, okay.
It's a nonprofit organization. And as such, we're constantly seeking funding. We're competing in an environment where there are for-profit theaters competing for the same
yeah.
audience and talent. But we are a nonprofit, and we seek to bring these people to our community and try to keep ticket prices affordable as much as possible. Now, the afternoon tea program, which I guess we'll talk about in a little bit, is a whole...
Do you want to go right now? Go right into it. That's
sure. I mean, the afternoon tea program is really most closely aligned with the Project Independence mission. It was designed specifically for seniors and retirees. It's the series of Wednesday afternoon programs, two a month, year-round.
Now, is this only for residents of Port Washington, or since it's Project Independence, is it the town of North Hempstead? Because I don't know about this, and I live next door.
I'm stunned and dismayed
and
by that.
And I'm a busybody.
And yet you know Landmark.
Oh, yes. Absolutely wonderful.
Okay, so this program started about 3 years ago, and the quick answer is yes, it's open to not only Port Washington, the town of North Hempstead, but it even attracts people from senior communities of a much wider geographical range. We had, I think, a bus come from a community center in Brooklyn one time, but that's kind of a far way to go on a bus for a one-hour program. But it was designed in response to a survey of the building residents. What did you want to see? What could Landmark's Theater be doing for you? And what they originally said was, we'd love to see classic movies in the theater on, you know, the big screen on the projector.
Makes sense.
With the big sound system. So that's how it started. It started as classic movies a couple times a month, and we gradually started working in more live performances and varying the programs a little bit more, developing themes for programs. So, for instance, coming up this August, we'll have two films, a Clara Bow film, It, obviously, and a Buster Keaton film, Cameraman, which is, I think, not one of the more frequently shown films. But we'll show those two films for two weeks apart. Then we'll have another program where we have a lecturer come and do something on history and popular culture around that era. And then we'll have somebody else do a live performance. It's called Hit Me with a Hot Note, Songs of the 20s and 30s, with Kate Beckman, who I believe has performed that post as well. So we're trying
Kate's been on the show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Also, yeah. No, she's
well, perfect.
On,
well, she'll
she
be here.
She just did something with food here in...
Really?
Hillwood, right? It's Hillwood? Yeah, Hillwood.
Yeah. Well, she'll be at this program on Wednesday, September 27th. These are two Wednesdays a month. 24 programs a year. They're free.
Now, how do, you say the audience is basically seniors. How do they find out what's going on there?
We do publicize the program through all of the senior centers. We send out emails, mass emails. We encourage people to sign up for our list. It's on our website. And I know we were talking before about Project Independence and calling 311, but I'm really happy at how many seniors, and now that I'm closer than I than I was before, to that. I probably am that. I'm 63, so I think I qualify
baby.
Now.
It's 60.
I'm a grandmother, so that counts. But I am really pleased to see how many people are getting information about us and accessing us through the internet. Our website, our emails, and it's changed people's involvement in the world.
Oh, there's no question about it.
I think one of the most important things for seniors comes after eat and sleep, is get out, go someplace, talk to somebody.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. And you get up and you say, is it Wednesday or Thursday? You look at the calendar and say, oh, it's Saturday. You have to have some place to go, someone to talk to, get involved. There are organizations. Project Independence is, to me, the best thing that ever happened to seniors.
Absolutely. As a clearinghouse for information and a source for ideas, it's just tremendous. I don't know why every town and community
because
doesn't have it.
Of the work it took to create this. It really is. I mean, people I know talk to Christina like they want to start a Project Independence in some other part of the state. It just doesn't happen, like hire a few people and make it do. But actually, right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.